Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior basketball star at Briarcliff High School, Catherine Carafiello. Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine, thanks, and I guess you go by Cat, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and also with you, we've got your coach, Coach Denise Hamlin. Hi, Coach.
How are you, Frank?
I'm doing all right. And so my first question is, with the team and Briarcliff, how do you guys stand at the moment? How do you all stand at the moment? What is the record?
We're currently 8-4.
Nice.
And yeah, it's been a really awesome season, especially for my senior year. I love the girls on the team. We're all super close. And I feel like that's the best that you could ask for us, my senior year.
Okay. All right. And now, how is that 8-4? How does that translate in the league right now? Where do you stand?
We lost one game in the league. Two of our losses were to A schools. We lost to bigger schools than what we are. We lost to, of course, the powerhouse Irvington.
Okay.
And Westlake's in our league. So we have one league loss right now.
So obviously now, Kat, you yourself have been playing very well. So the nomination letter, that is updated up to January 10th. And the three games up until that point, you scored 28 points. 5 3-pointers, 7 rebounds, 5 assists against Blindbrook. You had 20 points and 4 3-pointers against Pleasantville. 24 points, 10 rebounds. Very nice. 4 assists against Westlake. So you've been playing very well, but catch me up. Since the 10th, how many games have you all played?
Two. Yeah. We played 2 games since the 10th.
And okay.
Against, Reineck and
Saunders.
Saunders, yeah.
Okay, so as a coach, I'll ask you this. That was a pretty nice run up until the 10th. How has Kat been playing in these last 2 games? I'm assuming she's keeping her game up.
She is keeping her game up. We played Saunders on Friday, and Saunders is a weaker program than we are. The kids work super hard, but we were a little bit better than they were, so Kat played a half the game. She had 18 points, I think 7 rebounds in a half a game. And then yesterday we played Reineck and she had, 24 yesterday,
yeah.
24 points yesterday, 6 or 7 rebounds. So
okay.
She's keeping it up.
I was just going to say, definitely keeping that game up. And, you've been league player of the year. You're all section, all league. You're also a 2-year captain and you're always facing a box and one. Now I'm going to assume, I don't know basketball all that well. I'm a baseball guy. But I'm assuming that's a defense teeing up on you.
Yeah.
So how does that feel to know that you're the one, when they circle Briarcliff on their calendar and say, this is our tough game, this is the person that we have to pay attention to? How does that feel knowing that you're that one?
It definitely is a bit of a compliment because they feel the need that they have to use that strategy when they play us. And yeah, I guess that's the best way to look at it.
But what does that do, though? How does that help your team on the offensive side? If they're teeing up on you, how does that open up your offense?
Well, it definitely opens opportunities for the other girls on the court, especially if I'm not really open as much or I'm they're really face guarding me and stuff, then it definitely opens opportunities for other girls to take shots that they may not always take, but they obviously can make them. And it just opens opportunities for everyone else.
Oh, I'm sure it does. And, with the success you're having, though, apparently the strategy isn't working all that well. From what I can see,
that's a compliment to how hard she is working on the court to get it.
I definitely. And so how many more games are left? How long is a basketball season?
We have 20 games, so we have 12 more left.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And how did you all fare?
We played 12. We have 8 more left. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. How did you all fare last year?
13-7 in the season?
Yeah, 13-7.
Okay, so definitely, you guys are definitely markedly improved. And I note, as I mentioned earlier, that you've been a 2-year captain. Now, how does it feel for you, Kat, knowing that you're the one that the team looks to for leadership, obviously with your play on the court? But how does that feel for you just knowing that you're the one that they look to for that guidance?
It's definitely it's a good feeling just because I've worked so hard to kind of get to that place and be a leader for other people. Growing up, obviously I had a bunch of leaders in my life, but now that I'm finally the older one and can lead people on my team, it's definitely just it's a nice feeling because I've worked so hard to get to this place and it's a good I guess, compliment to myself for.
Okay. And that was something I was going to ask you, what you just mentioned. When you were younger and you had your older mentors on the team, you know, the possible other captains, is there anything that they taught you that they helped you with that you've been able to then pass along to the younger players on your team?
Yeah, for sure. I would say the biggest one is just like having like great relationships with everybody and just like picking everyone up as much as you can. Like, even if you're having a bad game and you might not be in the best like state of mind, like it's really important to just make sure everyone around you is like picked up no matter what's going on. I think that's like the biggest one, because obviously that's like super important to just make sure that everyone on the team's in unison and getting along and like staying positive.
Yeah, and it is very important, especially like you said, if maybe you're having a bad day, it can be very easy, especially for a younger player, to think that everybody's, you know, in their head, maybe pointing fingers, oh, that bad game is costing us. But if you're able to instead say, no, we're all together in this, you're fine, and you offer that little bit of support, that's absolutely huge. So that is definitely a good thing to come from being a captain. And I notice here, too, that it says you play every position, which I'm sure has got to keep the opposition on their toes, not quite being sure where you're going to be. And also, and this is very cool, that you have a commitment to play basketball in the fall for Middlebury College, which I guess is in Vermont. And it's also history-wise, I guess, the very first college in Vermont. But what made you choose to go there?
So when I first started my recruiting process and was like talking to schools and stuff, my main, I guess, want in a school was both like great academics and great athletics. And out of the schools that I was talking to, Middlebury like stuck out the most to me because they have both great academics, but also the conference that they're in, the NESCAC conference, is super competitive. And I was looking for that in a school. And their team up there also, like when I first went up there for the camp and the coaches, like everyone, just the community there is just like great. Everyone is just really welcoming and nice. And I just like, it was right after I went to their elite camp, like the camps that some schools do, I was just like, this is where I want to go. Like if I get the opportunity, this is where I'm going. And yeah.
Oh, very nice. And it's nice to be able to go to a small town like that. I did the same thing in college. And when I got to school, there was actually only like 700 students in the entire school. So, you know, that was a nice thing to feel welcome, not just in the school, but in the community, and get to know everybody within like, you know, 5 minutes. Good for you. Good for you. Now, Coach, before we started recording here, you've been coaching at the varsity level here with Cat for a couple of years, but you've actually been coaching Cat and known Cat for quite a long time. What's it been like to see her progress?
Well, actually, I've been coaching at Briarcliff for 21 years. My husband was the head coach before I was, so we did stuff together before he retired. So I was the JV coach when Cat started playing for me in seventh grade. But really, we've known Cat since she was in second grade. Because we used to run the basketball camp for the little kids here, and Kat would show up every single camp, every single year. You know, so I've watched her grow up. I actually coached her older sister. So you might have been like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
When she started coming to games with her sister's jersey on. So I've known Kat for a really long time, longer than the 6 years she played. But it you know, and I was super excited when she was in seventh grade that she was able to play for me, never thinking that I was going to be the varsity coach for 2 years and she'd play. So it's been an awesome experience.
Oh, that's great. Now, I'm sure you were one of the first folks to get the Middlebury phone call. How did that feel?
You know, I had a conversation with the coach, and I felt immediately that it was the best place for Kat to be, because the coach was excited to have her. I felt the welcoming that, you know, and I knew that I was turning her over to a great coach, a great program, and an amazing school.
No, that's fantastic. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Briarcliff High School's Kat Carafiello. And Kat, so with this award comes the academic portion of it as well. It's not just the athletic accomplishments. And I see you're in pretty good shape there, actually very good shape there, 93 average. You've got a number of AP courses, AP Environmental Science, AP U.S. History, AP Macroeconomics, College English 12 honors. And you, by the way, you're among one of the many winners of this award who are taking environmental classes or championing causes, environmental causes, which is very commendable. So what drew you to this AP environmental science class?
So I didn't know that it was like a course you could take when I was picking my junior year classes. And when like I was meeting with my guidance counselor and I saw there was an option, I was like, I feel like that would be an interesting class to take. Like it's obviously a different curriculum than just like basic physics or chem and right. stuff like that. I was like, I feel like this is a class that's like a lot more than just a science. Like I'm going to learn about, and I did, I learned about all like different things, like stuff I didn't even know I would like was a part of it. And I don't know. I just like, I'm happy that I took that class because it kind of opened my eyes to a lot more stuff that I didn't necessarily think about originally. And yeah.
Okay. And well, that probably answers the second half of this question. But the first half of the question is, of all your classwork, what is the one that strikes your fancy? What is the one that you like the most?
I think my like favorite subject wise is probably math, just because I don't know, I've always liked math.
She better say that because I'm a math teacher.
Nicely done, Kat. Nicely played.
Very nicely yes. done.
But for this year, like out of the class I'm taking this year, I have to say that personal finance is probably like the most intriguing class just because it's a lot of real life application and just like the stuff I'm learning, I'm obviously going to need for the next like however many, like yeah, for the rest of my life.
Right. So, but at least for this moment, it's certainly going to help you when you first get to college, if you have an idea of how to stay on top of that. And like I said, you may have already answered this question with the environmental science class. But what classes, or is there another class that maybe surprised you, or another level of a particular course study that surprised you that you said to yourself, wow, I'm liking this way more than I expected?
This year, I'll stick with like this year's schedule. I have to say like AP macroeconomics, like it's a lot more fascinating than I expected it to be. And I was like surprised on like how much I would like the class and like be so interested in learning.
Oh, that's very cool. There's also involvements outside the classroom and in the community as well. And you're pretty busy there. Now I see you're in charge of the Twitter account. So that's a Twitter account for the high school, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So I do the Instagram and Twitter accounts it's called the Barack of Six Man. And it's basically, it's just like every year it gets passed down to like a senior and a junior too. Like this year it's two seniors and a junior. But basically, it's like we post about games and themes for games, and we'll post like when our athletes are up for like Loa's Player of the Week, like we'll post about that. And yeah, it's honestly like it's just like being in charge of it, it's been great. It's like really nice to kind of be in control of like getting the community together to kind of like come out and see games and stuff. And especially on social media, like you see parents reacting to stuff. Like, I don't know, it's been really cool to see like how involved the community is with athletics and just how everyone's like rooting for each other.
Now, I'm sure that's a lot of fun. And you mentioned the sixth man there, too, which is another thing that you're involved in. What exactly is the sixth man?
So, yeah. So the sixth man refers to like it's really just like the sixth man. Just the name is with basketball, because obviously like there's five right. people on the court. Sixth man is like the student section, like the fans. So, yeah, like the sixth, like that's name is supposed to be like the fans. Like that's why like we're the sixth man. Like we do the themes. We all come to the games. We cheer. Like, yeah.
Okay.
And it's for every sport. So even though the name is just like basketball related, it's still like for every sport.
Gotcha. And you're also Red Cross president and 911 cares leader. Where did you get started with those?
So Red Cross president, I have been in the club all 4 years of high school, and I'm pretty like close with the leader. Who's a teacher in our school, Miss McCarthy. And my brother actually was the president of the club too. So he's kind of who like told me to get super involved in it. And then 914 cares. So I volunteered there a few times. My friend and her my friend and her mom are like super involved there, and it's been good to like come with, like go with them and volunteer. And that's actually where I'm doing my senior internship. I'm doing it there too. So it's like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's for like, it helps people in need in Westchester. And it, like, you pack these outfits for them, you give them books, toiletries. Yeah, it's like, it's a super neat thing.
Okay. And then you also do a similar thing where you run the Fish and Loaves Soup Kitchen. I'm sure that's quite a bit of work, but I'm sure it's also at the same time very rewarding to help out like that.
Yeah. So my mom got me involved there. She, a woman she works with, is like the head of it, and I volunteered there. And that was super, like, it was really nice to do that because, like, it was an awesome thing, and you see people, like, during dinner time, they come in, you make these meals for them, and it's just like, it's a good feeling to kind of help those who don't necessarily, like, who are in need.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that is a good feeling, and that's what it's all about. And obviously, assisting people at the same time. And you and I are on the same page, though. I see that you also are a hostess at a restaurant. That's how I made my way through grad school, was bartending. So I'm with you there. I'm making those extra couple of dollars. But before we get going here, Kat, let me ask you, because you've got so much going on, what do you do to try to manage it all? And then, what do you do to try to give yourself a little bit of a break? What do you do for a breather?
So as far as like managing everything goes, it can definitely be hard at times, like especially during like a sports season. You have school, sports, like, and also if I'm picking up shifts at the restaurant. But I would say, like, to make sure I get everything done, like as far as like especially school goes and like other things I have to do, I usually make to-do lists just because it like helps my mind see to do. Can you repeat the second part of your question?
No, the second part was just, what is it that you do to try to relax? Do you have any hobbies? Is there anything you do just to take a breather?
Yeah. So I would say like my breathers kind of consist of like just spending time with my family and friends. I like a few of my siblings live, I'm one of five. So a few of my siblings live in the city. So
that's the youngest of five.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So my oldest sister lives in the city and two of my other siblings work there. So I would say like a lot of times we'll just like, we try and get together like my parents and we'll go meet them and just walk around and not necessarily do anything like crazy or have these big plans, but just kind of like spend time with them.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Hey, the best breathers in the world are where you don't actually do anything, you know, because that's what you're taking a break from, is doing stuff. So, yeah. You know, it's just nice. And you're not doing anything with family. So you can't get any better than that. Now, Coach, before we finish up here, some last words when it comes to talking about Kat and her moving forward and how you all are doing now.
Well, like I said, we have eight more games left in the season before the playoffs. And, you know, every game, Kat's leading this team to peak a little bit higher each time. So I'm excited to see how everything goes in the next couple of weeks. I think we're in good shape. I think she keeps us in good shape. And I'm also super excited. I told, you know, her coach of the future that after, this is my last year, I'm retiring from teaching and coaching.
Oh, okay.
37 years. So it's time to go. And I told her that I can't wait to go to Vermont to watch some games. So it'd be nice to sit on the other end and, you know, just watch this kid play, because she's awesome.
Oh, that's great. And you know what, Coach, before you hang up the sneakers, good luck on the rest of the season. This could be a nice little feather in the cap for you, huh?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, exactly. And Kat, no pressure there, by the way. Okay?
Kat thrives on pressure.
All right. Well, there we go. Obviously so. And you guys are you all are in a pretty good position right now when it comes to heading into the playoffs. So listen, good luck for the rest of the season. And congratulations again, Kat, on this award. Obviously, I knew it was well-deserved before we started talking. And it's even more well-deserved now that I finished talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For Briarcliff High School's Catherine Carafiello, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.